At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning. It's Friday morning, 8:07. Joining us now, Gary Aldridge. Gary is a former FBI agent and author of Unlimited Access, an FBI agent inside the Clinton White House. Gary, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, and I'd like to point out I have a very bad connection and could hardly hear you, but I did hear the question. Thank you for having me back.
Okay, great. We keep talking in light of this shooting in Florida. We keep talking and keep saying we have to do something. We have to do something. What would you, as a former FBI agent, suggest we do to stop these shootings?
Well, right now I'm focused on the school because I'm reading this morning, if it's true, I'm reading this morning that one of the reasons he was put on suspension by the school was he was caught carrying bullets into the school, and this is after he has already established a reputation for being a very strange young man with students and teachers complaining about him. I'm wondering what in the world were they thinking when they caught him with the bullets. What did they do besides suspend him?
Right. Yeah. And meanwhile, it does start at the school level. Meanwhile, from the FBI level, we now know that he, posting under his real name, Nicholas Cruz, under a YouTube video last year, said I'm going to be a professional school shooter. That led the creator of that YouTube video to contact the FBI, who by extension did an interview with him. But that's where it appears to have stopped. What do you make of the FBI's involvement in this? Do you, in your assessment, did things go the right way, or were mistakes made by these investigators?
I've explored the explanation by the FBI officials very closely because I was thinking myself, what would I do? And the next thing that I would be able to do with respect to YouTube is probably make the usual request, whereupon their lawyers would push back on it and say no, and then we'd have to go to court and get some sort of legal help through the courts to force YouTube to give up the information, the identity of the person who posted the sentence that was seen in the YouTube. So when you look at it, it sounds simple at first, but when you start digging into it, you realize that if the agencies, all of the agencies, had to take every single allegation and take it out to the next logical step, the social media has pushed back very, very strongly on allowing law enforcement to know who the posters of these pictures and statements and crazy things are, who they are and where they are and, you know, and find out more information.
But meanwhile, of course, this should compel a serious review by the FBI to figure out whether or not its practices both meet civil liberties and the needs for communities that want to prevent the very tragedies we just saw. I want to ask you about something that you've been talking about, Gary, because you were an FBI agent during the Clinton administration.
Right.
And you've said that the Clinton White House retained a staffer who had domestic abuse allegations against him, despite the fact that we're seeing this week that the White House has had to fire Rob Porter and at least one other man, David Sorensen, last week over domestic abuse allegations against them.
Yes, this is true, and I believe that I posted that in the book that I wrote about the White House. It was one of the big reasons that I decided the American people had a right to know just how terrible the security was in the Clinton White House. He was just one of many. And this was just one allegation that stands out in view of the current circumstance with Rob Porter. But going back, just to be clear on this, I never saw media focus on the Clinton administration for all of the things they did that comes anywhere close to how they're focused on the Rob Porter allegations. I'm actually amazed at how alert the media is to every little thing that happens at the Trump White House, and I don't consider a spousal a physical abuse to be a small thing. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But it may be that during the early months of the White House administration forming that they didn't have a strict security policy in place, because I think sometimes White House's administrations have to go through a few of these things to understand why it's so important, maybe to deny a favorite candidate a position, you know, because the long-term implications are so amazingly impacting to the administration.
Well, what would you suggest? What would your advice be to this White House in order to tighten these things up so that they don't have more incidents like this and they run more like the Clinton White House?
You know, I really apologize. Your voice is so so hard for me to hear.
That's all right.
Through this connection. I could you repeat the question?
She was just asking what could they do to become more like the Clinton White House in terms of just, you know, being able to conduct their business.
Oh, I would never recommend that the Trump administration become like the Clinton administration.
There you go. Well, it would start with the media liking you, I would guess.
I would go back to the Bush administration, which was my, you know, my foundation was seeing how the Bush administration did it, and then the Clinton administration came in and it was horrible. So based on what I saw in the Bush administration,
yes.
I would suggest that they find some former Bush administration folks who had worked in this area of expertise and maybe talk to them.
Can I go back to the Clinton staffer allegation? Because I think it's a really important one.
Mm-hmm.
I know you haven't identified the person in public, but Rob Porter is being framed as a very high-level staffer here, as somebody who handled all the paperwork inside the White House, and that the White House should have known about this domestic abuse allegation because he was at risk of being blackmailed as a result of it being out there. How high-level is the person in the Clinton White House that you're talking about?
Well, he wasn't a staffer. Put it that way, he wasn't a staffer, but he was in Al Gore's office, the vice president's office. But the vice president's office has the same security procedures and policies that are run out of the White House counsel's office, as does the president's office. So it's not like the vice president had a different system. He did not. And so it was pretty serious. It was many, many allegations of lots and lots of things wrong with this guy.
How dire were the allegations? Like what?
Well, I mean, when you put your wife in a hospital, I think that's pretty dire.
Yeah, big time. So yeah. You're saying this person is not a staffer, yet worked for the vice president? How does that work?
No, there's staffers and then there's management. I consider a staffer to be somebody who's middle range position in the White House. The media is trying to make this Rob Porter out to be, cabinet level. That's the way it's being painted.
Yes.
But he looks like a very young man who's, I don't know how old he is actually, but he looks like a younger man who may have achieved the highest administrative post that he's had yet in his careers. So to say that he wasn't, there were a lot of people working around the Oval Office when I worked at the White House.
Right.
And they were considered staffers. That means they weren't in the top tier of decision makers or policy makers.
Amazing. I mean, if there's one thing you've illuminated, it's yet again that there's a tremendous double standard
when it comes to
the political parties involved here. Thank you, Gary Aldridge. Really appreciate your insight this morning as a former FBI agent and author of Unlimited Access, an FBI agent inside the Clinton White House. Gary, thank you.
Appreciate you having me on.
Sure thing.